Greetings, 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 and salutations, one and all. Big ups to everybody who have them sugar. And no one's have to go next door, I beg some. Welcome to the night shift to DJ Kevin Stewart's Community and Finance Night, kicking it off tonight. The sound of Leon Caldero. A track called Zaddy.
Ladies, do you want a bad man or a credit card man?
Ladies, can you please answer the question? I want to say big up to each and everyone locked in right now. Those on TuneIn Radio on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Big ups to those locked in from across the pond on One Harmony Radio. Top of the morning to you guys over there in the UK. Big up King Genius. Queen Genius, much love to you. Much love to those who are locked in out of New York. An island worldwide exhibiting the power of music. China Nicole. Much love to the neighbors across the way in New Jersey. Big ups to the Motivator. NIE Radio representing. Much love to those who are locked in on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Big ups, Mr. Lindsay. Much love to you if you're locked in on PEMGTV.com. Big ups to you. Welcome to the massive out of Texas. On Hollow Up Radio, Dusik Media Groups, and WGLRO, home of the Donnie Walker Morning Show. It's a people station, taking you from the sheets to the streets, touching from Detroit to Denmark and all points in between. Much love, Donnie. Donnie asked me a question earlier. Donnie said, listen, you don't find it strange? When there's black on black killing, nobody reports on it. I said, Danny, don't you realize it's not that relevant? Black people can't really have a ground to stand on to find something to complain about. And white people don't care. So the attention isn't really there to be given. Kinda sad, right? Nah, man, it really sad. It not a little bit of sad, but it's a whole heap of sad. I wanna say big ups to those who are locked in on Clubhouse. If you wanna know what the club is, it's called the Stew Pot. Join the club. Much love to those who are locked in on Facebook Live. Now do remember, both Clubhouse and Facebook is just temporary. It's a segment broadcast. So don't get too comfortable. Come over to KevinStew.com. Jump into the Stew Pot. Yeah, man, KevinStew.com is where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. And what is a Stew Pot, you might ask? It's what others call a chat room. But because we're fancy over there on KevinStew.com, it's the Stew Pot. It's where we keep things interactive and bubbling. Come on over and jump in. You don't need to register. You don't need to sign up. You don't need to offer your firstborn a blood sacrifice or anything like that. Keep all the internal organs, yeah? Just go to KevinStew.com and you're there. You can remain anonymous. Or you can put your name so I know who you're interacting with. Speaking of interactions, of course you can call, you can text. 773-789-STEW. That's 773-789-7839. One more time, 773-789-7839. Call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram. They all work. I want to say much love to my segment sponsors. Paul C. Media Group, and being in a moment is priceless. Give them a call. What can they do for you? Everything you see here on kevinstew.com and more. For starters, they host kevinstew.com. So you're looking for hosting services? Yeah, they can hook you up. But it doesn't stop there. You have a wedding, a funeral, a church service, a seminar, a party, a graduation, you name it. You want to stream it live on a secure platform? Give them a call, 754-999-1140. That's 754-999-1140. Tell them you heard about them on a night shift to DJ Kevin Steele. I want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea Issue is a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you bringing her table, her oils and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Give her a call, 954-655-9000. That's 954-655-9000. Or email her at thealater. THEALATER thealater@att.net. Schedule your appointment today. You won't be disappointed. She only has one request outside of paying her. It's called the Kevin Stew Clause. That's to get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. She's got to go. I want to say thank you to Reggae Global Entertainment. Reggae Global will act as your booking agent, handle your tour management, take care of your video designs, handle your business registrations, your legal service referrals, your marketing and promotion, your music production, and so much more. Check them out at reggaeglobal.com. See what they can do for you. Contact them. Say you heard about them on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. I want to say thank you to McNeil Trucking. With McNeil Trucking, your goods are in good hands. They are licensed and insured movers. So you want to move from point A to point B? Not quite sure how to get about doing it. You don't have the manpower to help. A problem, go ahead and call up McNeil Trucking. 954-406-9740. That's 954-406-9740. And tell them Kevin Stew sent you. So like I said earlier, phone lines are open. You don't need to be shy about it either. 773-789-STEW. That's 773-789-7839. Thank you, Leon Caldero. Track called Zaddy. So those of you that have started businesses in the past couple of years, I know you're still trying to find your footing with certain things. Not too sure if you have it all sorted out. If not, you know, tonight's broadcast might be just for you, right? We're talking to the self-employed and the small business owners. And because it's that time, it's tax time, you know, we're figuring, all right, let's go ahead and look at what might be beneficial to some of the tax-paying individuals, you know. So we decided to look at some deductions and benefits that work out for the self-employed and the home business owner. So if you know anybody that falls in that category, or if you are someone that falls in that category, you have some tips and tricks and pointers that you want people to know, go ahead, use up the number 773-789-STEW. That's 773-789-7839. Find out, in fact, share some of the things that happened to you when you were young in your business that could probably be beneficial to someone else. You know, that's how we help each other to grow, right? And as a part of a community, we want to see a community thrive. How do you go about doing that? By sharing information. That's one of the ways you can do that. So you help someone else to build up, and they in turn will help someone else, or even help you in some other area to build. Now, do you know where you can save some money and grow your profits? Well, according to Investopedia.com, over the years, legislators have written numerous lines into the tax code to soften the blow of the extra cost that self-employed taxpayers must shoulder as they do business. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, TCJA, which became effective as of the 2018 tax year, made several changes to self-employed tax deductions. Many of these changes are temporary and set to expire in 2025, but there are some that are permanent. The law affects small businesses in many ways, particularly by way of qualified business income, QBI, which is, well, QBI deductions for pass-through businesses, those that pay taxes as an individual taxpayer rather than through a corporation. Now, for owners of sole proprietorships, partnerships, S-corporations, and certain trust estates, and LLCs, limited liability companies, this deduction provides a great benefit. Eligible taxpayers can deduct up to 20% of their QBI. Pass-through QBI is the amount of qualified items of income, gain, deduction, and loss from a qualified trade or business. Now, some deductions that have been eliminated or changed post TCJA include entertainment and fringe benefits deductions, employees parking, mass transit and commuting expenses deductions, domestic production activities deduction, local lobbying expenses deductions, state and local tax deductions is now limited to $10,000. It was $5,000 in the case of married filing separately. Deduction of settlement or legal fees in a sexual harassment case when the settlement is subject to a non-disclosure. And key provisions that are set up to expire in 2025 would include QBI deductions, SALT deduction caps, which is a state and land tax. Standard deductions will return to pre-TCJA levels. Income tax trade will return to pre-TCJA levels. And it is important to note that tax laws are constantly changing, and these provisions may be modified or extended at any point prior to 2025. A review of the most common self-employed taxes and deductions is necessary to keep you up to date on any necessary changes to your quarterly estimated tax payments. Now, with that being said, now might very well be that time that you want to start a business. If you're looking to start a small business or a home business, you know, now is that time to do that, where you can benefit from some of these deductions. So let's look a little bit more at what some of these deductions are. So, you self-employment tax deduction. This refers to the Medicare and Social Security taxes that self-employed people must pay. This includes freelancers, independent contractors, and small business owners. The self-employment tax rate is 15.3% to 12.4% for Social Security and 2.9% for Medicare. So the 15.3% in total is your 12.4% for Social Security and 22.9% for Medicare. Combined, that's 15.3%. Employers and employees share the self-employment tax and each pay 7.65%. People who are fully self-employed pay both parts themselves. An additional 0.9% Medicare tax rate applies if income is above a certain threshold amount. And those figures are if married filing jointly, $250,000, married filing separately, $125,000, single, $200,000, head of household with qualifying person, $200,000, qualifying widow or widower with dependent child, $200,000. Now, the income thresholds for additional Medicare tax apply not only to self-employed income, but also to your combined wages, compensation, and self-employment income. So, if you have $100,000 in self-employment income, and your spouse has $160,000 in employee wages, you'll have to pay the additional Medicare tax of 0.9% on the $10,000 by which your joint income exceeds the $250,000 threshold. You understand? Now, paying extra taxes to be your own boss, well, that kind of sucks. It's no fun. The good news is that self-employment tax will cost you less than you might think, because you get to deduct half of your self-employment tax from your net income when calculating your income tax. The Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, treats the employer portion of the self-employment tax as a business expenditure and allows you to deduct it as such. Now, it's important to note that the self-employment tax refers to Social Security and Medicare taxes, similar to Federal Insurance Contributions Act, FICA, tax paid by an employer. When a taxpayer takes a deduction of one half of the self-employment tax, it's only a deduction for the calculation of that taxpayer's income tax. It does not reduce the net earnings from the self-employment or reduce the self-employment tax itself. Now remember, you're paying the first 7.6% whether you are self-employed or work for someone else. And when you work for someone else, you're indirectly paying the employer portion, because that's money that your employer cannot afford to add to your salary. Self-employed individuals determine their net income from self-employment and deductions based on their method of accounting. Most self-employed individuals use the cash method of accounting and will therefore include all income actually or constructively received during the period and all deductions actually paid during the period when determining their net income from self-employment. Now, when it comes to home office deduction, so that was the Social Security and Medicare taxes portion related to self-employment tax deductions, right? Now, there's also a home office deduction. And I know a lot of people are like, wait, yeah, but I operate from home, so I should have a home office deduction, right? the Home Office deduction is one of the more complex deductions. In short, the cost of any workspace that you use regularly and exclusively for your business, whether you rent or own it, can be deducted as a home office expense. You are basically on the honor system, but you should be prepared to defend your deduction in the event of an IRS audit. One way to do this is to prepare a diagram of your workspace with accurate measurements. If you are required to submit this information to substantiate your deduction, which uses the square footage of your workspace in its calculation, then you have it ready, right? In addition to the office space itself, the expenses that you can deduct for your home office includes the business percentage of deductible mortgage interest, home depreciation, utilities, homeowners insurance, and repairs that you paid during the year. If your home office occupies 15% of your home, for example, then 15% of your annual electricity bill becomes tax deductible. And some of these deductions, such as mortgage interest and home depreciation, only apply to those who own rather than rent their home office space. So then, how do you go about calculating the home office deduction? Well, you have two choices. The standard method or the simplified option. And you don't have to use the same method every year. The standard method requires you to calculate your actual home office expenses and keep detailed records in the event of an audit. The simplified option lets you multiply an IRS-determined rate by your home office square footage. To use the simplified option, your home office must not be larger than 300 square feet, and you cannot deduct depreciation or home-related itemized deductions. The simplified version is a clear choice if you're pressed for time and or you can't pull together goods records or deductible home office expenses. However, because a simplified option is calculated as $5 per square foot with a maximum of 300 square feet, the most you'll be able to deduct is $1,500. Now, depending on your situation, you know, that's perfect, right? If you want to maximize your home office deduction, you want to calculate the deduction using both the regular and simplified methods to find out which one will give you the greater benefit. If you choose regular method, calculate the deduction using IRS Form 8829, expenses for business, expenses for business use of your home. That's what that form is. That's IRS Form 8829. Now, there's also internet and phone bill deductions. Regardless of whether you claim the home office deduction or not, you can deduct the business portion of your phone, fax, and internet expenses. The key is to deduct only the expenses directly related to your business. For example, you could deduct the internet-related cost of running a website for your business. If you have just one phone line, you shouldn't deduct your entire monthly bill, including personal and business use. According to the IRS, you cannot deduct the cost of basic local telephone service, including any taxes, for the first telephone line you have in your home, even if you have an office in your home. However, you can deduct 100% of the additional cost of long-distance business calls or the cost of a second line dedicated solely to your business. So, if you created a second line that rings to your phone, the cost of that can be 100% deducted. Now, there's also a health insurance premiums deduction. And I'll look at this one real quick and then we'll take a break. If you're self-employed, pay for your health insurance premiums and are not eligible to participate in a plan through your spouse's employer, then you can deduct all of your health, dental, and qualified long-term care, your LTC, insurance premiums. You can also deduct premiums that you paid to provide coverage for your spouse, your dependents, and your children who are younger than 27 at the year's end, even if they are not dependents on your taxes. Calculate the deduction using the self-employed health insurance deduction worksheet in IRS publication 535. Again, the self-employed health insurance deduction worksheet. It's IRS publication 535. Now, of course, this information benefits those in the United States or who pay taxes in the US and the US territories. So chances are, if you don't live in the US, there is some type of benefit that as a small business owner works out in your favor also. So you may want to look into your how you pay your taxes and your government body to find out what that is. But seeing that I live in the United States, I have to look at the United States side of things. So forgive me if you're not a resident of the United Continental US or any of the US territories. You know, I just provide the information that I got. All right. So we're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more. This is also where we acquired company with Facebook and Clubhouse. Much love to you guys. Truly appreciate love you. Come on over to kevinstew.com where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. And we'll continue the broadcast over there. More information for you. Next up, meals deductions. Wait, you can deduct your meals from your taxes? That can be a deduction? Well, when we come back, we talk about it. See you in just a few. Before I move off of here, though, let me tell you this real quick. Celebrating the end of the first quarter. So we're celebrating getting through the first quarter of the year. For the first week of April, there is 25% off all purchases on MaryKay.com/KevinStew. So go to my Mary Kay store and place your orders today. Why? Because no matter what it is that you buy, you get 25% off until April 8th. So, MaryKay.com/KevinStew. Real easy. Go there, place your orders today, get yourself some, treat yourself to something, treat your family members to something. And remember, it's for men and women because men have skin too. And there are lots of skincare products. There's beard care. There's everything that you possibly need. In fact, there's a new pedicure set that is out. Check it out. KevinStew.com has a link. You can also go there. But the Mary Kay site is MaryKay.com/KevinStew. All right, we'll be right back.
Quality Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music. or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us. 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, in biology, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one
In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Reggae Global Entertainment presents the brand new self-titled album from Yishka with 9 great songs. Oh Baby, Let Me Love You.
Oh Baby.
Be Grateful for Life.
Be Grateful for Life.
Shake You Down.
Girl, I wanna shake.
What else can I do?
What else can I do?
Babe, come over.
Baby, come over.
My. It's our time.
It's our time. You know I love you.
For your love.
For your love. I will do anything.
I'm falling.
I'm falling. In love again.
Yishka. 9 great songs, available on all streaming platforms. Available now.
Hey, I'm representing for DJ Kevin Stew, working on the night shift, the night shift radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil, never. Will DJ Kevin Stew sell his soul? That's a word and honor. It's Chris Cinti representing Word and Honor. Selassie, DJ Kevin Stew.
Welcome back to the broadcast.
Oh, oh, oh.
The Zone of Hezron.
The
track is called Man on a Mission. Remember, this segment is brought to you courtesy of Althea and her healing heavenly hands. 954-655-9000 gets you in touch with her. Make your appointment today. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Call her up. Tell her Kevin Stew sent you. So, back to the matter at hand. Looking at self-employed deductions and benefits also. If you're self-employed, you have a small business, you have a home business, some of this information would be beneficial to you, especially if you're in the United States or pay taxes to the United States government. Now, the next on the list is meal deductions. Now, a meal is a tax-deductible business expense when you are traveling for business, at a business conference, or entertaining a client. The meal cannot be extravagant under the circumstances, and in the past, you could only deduct 50% of a meal's actual cost. if you keep your receipts, or 50% of the standard meal allowance if you keep records of the time, place, and business purpose of your travel, but not your actual receipts. Unfortunately, this means that the desk lunch is not tax deductible. If the deduction has been amended according to the Consolidated Appropriations Act, the CAA 2021 HR 133, temporary allowance for a full deduction for business meals, the bill temporarily allows for a 100% business expense deduction for meals rather than the current 50%, as long as the expense is for food or beverages provided by a restaurant. This provision is effective for costs incurred after December 31, 2020, and expires at the end of 2022. Now, of course, with lobbyists and laws changing all the time, that could be extended, that could be made permanent, that anything could happen. But as it is right now, it's from December 2020, December 31st, 2020, to December 31st, 2022. The standard meal allowance is the federal meal and incidental expenses M&IE rate, updated every fiscal year, effective October 1. The current rate and M&IE breakdown can be found on the U.S. General Services Administration, the GSA, website. The lunch that you eat alone at your desk is not tax deductible. Additionally, before the TCJA, meals and entertainment expenses were considered together. For tax years 2018 and later, according to the IRS, if food or beverage are provided during or at an entertainment event, and the food and beverages were purchased separately from the entertainment, or the cost of the food and beverages was stated separately from the cost of the entertainment on one or more bills, invoices, or receipts, you may be able to deduct the separately stated costs as a meal expense. However, if the meals are not separately identified on the receipt, then they cannot be deducted at all. Okay? So, if it is just one bill and it's one lump sum, you can't identify what was what. Sorry. Now, there's travel deductions also. And to qualify for a tax deduction, business travel must last longer than an ordinary workday. It must require you to get sleep or rest and take place away from the general area of your tax home. So it's usually outside the city where your business is located. Further, to be considered a business trip, you should have a specific business purpose planned before you leave home, and you must actually engage in business activities such as finding new customers, meeting with clients, or learning new skills directly related to your business while you're on the road. Now, keep complete and accurate records and receipts for your business travel expenses and activities, as this deduction often draws scrutiny from the IRS. Deductible travel expenses include the cost of transportation to and from your destination, such as your plane fare, the cost of transportation at your destination, like car rentals or your rideshare service fares, subway, local transportation, and public transportation, anything like that. When you have tickets that are issued for that, your lodging and meals, these are all under the umbrella of your business travel expenses. Now, you cannot deduct lavish or extravagant expenses, but also do not have the choice you don't have to choose the cheapest options available. But remember, not your fellow taxpayers, but you will still be paying the bulk of your business travel cost. So it's your in your interest to keep it reasonable. Your travel expenses for business are 100% deductible, except for meals, which are limited to 50%. If your trip combines business with pleasure, then things get a little bit more complicated. In a nutshell, you can only deduct the expenses related to the business portion of your trip, which makes it interesting because for those that take business trips to golf clubs, because, you know, a lot of business transactions happen on the golf course. A lot of contracts are drafted on the golf course. So how does it go when your business expense takes you on a golf course? Because that's pleasure, though, isn't it? But it's a working meeting because you're discussing contracts, you're talking, you're meeting new clients. So how do you separate the two when it comes to leisure? Moving on. So those of you who are in the know where that is concerned, yeah, that's a question for you guys to answer. And you all can give us a call. The lines are open, like I said. Lines are always open. 773-789-STEW gets you in touch. It's 773-789-7839. Once more, 773-789-7839. There is a vehicle use deduction. When you use a car for your business, your expenses for those drives are tax deductible. Make sure to keep excellent records of the date, mileage, and purpose for each trip. And don't try to claim personal car trips as a business car trip. You can calculate your deductions using either the standard mileage rate determined annually by the IRS or your actual expenses. The standard mileage rates are 56 cents per mile in 2021 and 58.5% per mile. Sorry, 58.5 cents per mile in 2022. Using the standard mileage rate is easiest because it requires minimal record keeping and calculation. Just write down the business miles that you drive and the dates when you drive them. Then multiply your total annual business miles and by the standard mileage rate, and this amounts to your deductible expense. To use the actual expense method, you must calculate the percentage of driving that you did for your business all year, as well as the total cost of operating your car, including depreciation, gas, oil changes, registration fees, repairs, and car insurance. If you spent $3,000 on car operation expenses and used your car for business 10% of the time, then your deduction would be $300. If you want to use the standard mileage rate on your car, on a car that you own, you need to use that method in the first year when... I do apologize. If you want to use the standard mileage rate on a car you own, you need to use that method in the first year when the vehicle is available for use in your business. In later years, you can choose to use either the standard mileage rate or switch to actual expenses. If you are leasing a vehicle and wish to use a standard mileage rate, you must use the standard mileage rate in each year of the lease period. As with the home office deduction, it may be worth calculating your deduction both ways so you can claim whichever is the largest amount. There's also interest deductions. Interest on a business loan from a bank is a tax deductible business expense. If a loan is used for both business and personal purposes, then the business portion of the loan's interest expense is allocated based on the allocation of the loan's proceeds. You will need to track the disbursement of funds for various uses if the entire loan is not used for business-related activities. Credit card interest is not tax deductible when you incur the interest for personal purchases. But when the interest applies to business purchases, it is tax deductible. Now, with that said, it's always cheaper to spend only the money that you already have and not incur any interest expenses at all. A tax deduction only gives you back some of your money, not all of it. So try to avoid borrowing money. For some businesses, though, borrowing may be the only way to get up and running, to sustain the business through slow periods or to even ramp up busy periods. So you may need to get with finding out the best methods of a loan to make your business profitable. There's also a publication and subscription deduction. The cost of specialized magazines, journals, and books directly related to your business is tax deductible as supplies and materials. A daily newspaper, for example, would not be specific enough to be considered a business expense. A subscription to Nation's Restaurant News would be tax deductible if you are a restaurant owner. And Nathan Merville's several $100 modernist cuisine box set would be a legitimate book purchase for a self-employed high-end personal chef. So, you know, once it's specifically related to your business, then you can add it as a business deduction. There's also an education deduction. Any education expenses you want to deduct must be related to maintaining or improving your skills for your existing business. The cost of classes to prepare for a new line of work is not deductible. If you are a real estate consultant, taking a course called Real Estate Investment Analysis to brush up on your skills would be tax deductible. But a class on how to teach yoga, well, would not be. Unless you're doing yoga for real estate, which I don't think is a class, but I don't know if any of you yoga instructors want to create one. Or realtors, for that matter. There is a business insurance deduction. So if you pay premiums for any type of insurance to protect your business, fire insurance, credit insurance, car insurance on a business vehicle, business liability insurance, you can deduct your premiums. So some people don't like paying insurance premiums because they perceive them as a waste of money if they never have to file a claim. The business insurance tax deduction can help you to ease that stress, that dislike. Then there's a rent deduction. If you own an office space, you can deduct the amount that you pay for rent. You can also deduct amounts paid for any equipment that you rent. And if you have to pay a fee to cancel a business lease, that expense is deductible also. But if you cannot deduct rental expenses on, but you cannot deduct rent expenses on any property that you own, even partially. Also, rent must be reasonable in amount. The need for reasonableness tests typically arise when you and the owner are related. Yeah, I guess that could cause a little bit of a problem, couldn't it? But rent is considered valid if it is the same amount that you would pay to a stranger. So if you're not getting any breaks on it, then, you know, cool. The IRS requires you to deduct major expenses over time, right? And they do so over time rather than all at once as capital expenses. However, you can deduct up to $5,000 in business startup costs in the first year of active trade or business. Examples of tax-deductible startup costs include market research and travel-related expenses for starting your business, scoping out potential business locations, advertising, attorney fees, and accountant fees. The $5,000 deduction is reduced by the amount that you that your total startup cost exceeds $50,000. If you set up a corporation or LLC for your business, you can deduct up to $5,000 more in organizational costs, such as state filing fees and legal fees. Professional fees to consultants, attorneys, accountants, and the like are also deductible at any time, even if they are not startup costs. Business expenses such as buying equipment or vehicles are considered startup costs, but they can be depreciated or amortized as capital expenditures. Then there's advertising deductions. So if you pay for Facebook or Google ads or a billboard, a TV commercial or mailed flyers, the costs that you incur to advertise your business, these are tax deductible. You can even deduct the cost of an ad that encourages people to donate to charity while also putting the name of your business before the public in the hope of gaining consumers or customers. For example, a sign advertising holiday toy drive sponsored by Robert's Hot Dogs. Well, if you own Robert's Hot Dogs, then that is tax deductible. See how that works? And there is also a retirement plan contribution deduction. One deduction that you can take going into business for yourself that is especially worthwhile is a deduction for self-employment or self-employed retirement plan contributions. Contributions to simplified employee pension in individual retirement accounts, your SEP IRAs, savings incentive match plan for employees, and solo 401ks reduce your tax bill and help you to rack up tax-deferred investment gains for later. For the 2021 tax year, for example, you could feasibly contribute as much as $19,500 in deferred salary or $26,000 with the $6,500 catch-up contribution if you're 50 or older. In 2022, the amount goes up to $20,500 with the $6,500 catch-up contribution. Plus, you can contribute another 25% of your net self-employment earnings after deducting one half of self-employment tax and contributions for yourself. With a self-employed 401k, the total maximum contributions cannot exceed $58,000 for 2021 and $61,000 for 2022. Not catching up contributions of, not counting catch-up contributions of $6,500 if you're eligible. And this is for both employee and employer contribution categories. Contribution limits vary by plan type, and the IRS adjusts the maximums annually. Now, of course, you cannot contribute more than you earn, and this benefit will only help you if you have enough profits to take advantage of it. Now, we're going to take another quick break, but there's a question. Do I qualify for the home office expense deduction if I rent my home? And the answer to that question is yes. You can qualify for the home office expense deduction if you meet all of the business use requirements. A renter can use the simplified method or actual expense method based on the percentage of the home that is dedicated to business use. So, you're a renter, you have a home business, you can use a simplified method of actual expense or the actual expense method based on your the percentage of your home that you use for the business. Just like if you were a homeowner. All right. So I hope that answers your question. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we talk some more. All right, you know, I want to look at this home portion of benefits and taxes. So when we come back, that is what we're gonna look at. All right, be right back.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com. Your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
Teddy Greaves Jr. with 6 brand new songs out now on his brand new EP, Teddy Greaves Jr. with songs you know and love like Can You Stop the Rain?
Can You Stop the Rain?
One Last Cry. Can't Get Over You. Wait Too Long. You and I.
You and I.
And One Last Cry, the acoustic version.
One Last Cry.
Teddy Greaves Jr. Now available on all major digital platforms. Teddy Greaves Jr.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
It's Crescenti representing for DJ Kevin. You see me, I say, I don't know the boss. You see me, I say, DJ Kevin's two and the Night Shift Radio Show. Yo, it at the thing, turn up the thing loud. Well, DJ Kevin's two have the heart of a champion. Never underestimate, just choose him. The silver line behind the dark clouds. DJ Kevin's two, believe him, and that's no doubt. Salute out the Night Shift Radio Show, Crescenti. So have it up loud.
Welcome back to the broadcast.
Don't stay about.
This is the sound of Marty Dread. Featuring Slan Robbie. The track is called Teach Them. Welcome back to the Reggae Global sponsored segment.
Listen to the words they say.
It's Community and Finance Night, and we're looking at self-employed deductions. And benefits to those who are self-employed or have a home business. You know, you are the ones that we're focusing on tonight. You are who we're sharing the information specifically for. So, looking some more into this home business benefit and home business taxes, as it relates to tax deductions for home businesses and such. Because of more people starting businesses out of their homes in the last couple of years, with quarantines and businesses closing down and people becoming more entrepreneur-minded, I was inspired to do this particular subject for tonight. There's a question of what you can deduct from your taxes as a home-based business, right? And that's what we're kind of going to look at. So you have home-related expenses. And these are, according to the uschamber.com, these are based on the percentage of your home that you use for your business. And to get that number, you divide the square footage of your office space by the total square footage of your home. And it's important that these calculations are accurate and that you only deduct the appropriate percentage of each expense. Now, if you meet IRS guidelines, you can deduct some particular expenses. You can deduct homeowners insurance, you can deduct homeowners association fees, cleaning services or cleaning supplies that are used in your business space, mortgage insurance and interest, utilities including electricity, internet, heat, and phone. And we mentioned that earlier. If you make home repairs or upgrades related directly to your business space, you may also write off these expenses on your taxes. The amount you can write off depends on whether the expense is direct or if it benefits your home office, or indirect, that it benefits your entire home. And there's a breakdown of the difference of between direct and indirect office repairs. Direct is if you spend $100 to fix a window in your home office, you may deduct the full $100. If you pay $1,000 to repair a leak in your roof, you may only deduct a percentage of that expense equivalent to the percentage of your home used for the business. Kind of, you might think that, well, that's not fair, right? Here's the thing. You only use a portion of your home for your business. So if you're going to be deducting the whole thing, then that whole home would have to be your office. You'd have to be using the entire space, as according to how the guidelines are set out. Now, you may also be able to deduct expenses for long-term improvements to your home, such as a full roof replacement or roof renovation, but these must be depreciated over time. Repairs, on the other hand, can be wholly deductible in a single tax year. See how that works? Now, to qualify as a deductible, a business expense must be considered both ordinary and necessary, meaning the expense is common and helpful for the trade, your trade, or your industry. So here are some expenses that may be deducted on any home-based business tax return, regardless if you're eligible for home office deduction or not. There's the cost of goods sold. If your business manufactures products or purchases them for resale, you can include some of your expenses to calculate the cost of goods sold. Those expenses can be figured into the cost of goods sold, which include storage, factory overhead, direct labor costs, and the cost of products or raw materials, including freight. So the cost to ship them can be deducted. You have capital expenses. So these are the costs that you are required that are required to capitalize rather than deduct, because they're a part of your investment into the business. And as such are considered a business asset. In general, the three types of costs you can capitalize are business startup costs, business assets, and improvements. Those are the three. There is the business use of your car. If you use your car as part of your business, you are allowed to deduct certain car expenses, as with home expenses. The vehicle use for business deduction must be calculated based on the percentage of miles driven for business purposes versus personal trips. Generally, you can deduct the cost of paying employees so that your employee payments are deductible. Your retirement plans fall under the umbrella also. This type of savings plan offers tax advantages when you or your employees set aside money for retirement. You have rent expenses. According to the IRS, rent is any amount you pay for the use of a property that you do not own. Rent deduction is only applicable if you do not and will not receive equity in the title to the property. And these are some of the things that we touched on earlier, with travel expenses, business taxes. What we didn't touch on, did I mention professional services? So professional services are incurred from that are ordinary and necessary, such as accounting, consulting, legal and contract labor. These can be deducted as a business expense. You know, getting a professional to take care of your accounting needs, your legal needs, you can deduct those. And of course, your marketing and business development can also be deducted. So the cost to find new customers, so your advertising costs. So here's another question. Are you going to get audited by the IRS if you take the home office deduction? Now, it's a common belief that home office deductions will automatically trigger an IRS audit. However, while the IRS rules about home office deductions are very strict, it is not automatic that you will get audited simply for claiming home office. There are measures that you can take to reduce your chances of getting audited. Before taking the home office deduction, you'll want to make sure your business qualifies to avoid claiming any deductions you are not eligible for. Maintain records of all your business expenses and purchases, and ensure that your residence, home office usage, and type of employment qualify for this expense. The IRS has an automated system that helps detect red flags. The system will compare your tax situation and deductions to others in your industry. If you claim something that others in your profession do not generally claim, the system will see that as a red flag. Now that could cause the IRS to investigate. Additionally, the system will flag those who claim too much space for a home office. So if you are claiming your office space takes up 80% of your residence, as opposed to most people that claim about 10% of their residence, the IRS could see it as a discrepancy and then do an audit. Now, regardless, if you do decide to take a home office deduction, it's essential to follow the IRS guidelines. And that will help you to avoid any type of audit from the IRS. Now, we mentioned before that there are two ways to calculate the home office deduction. You can go by the percentage of your home, which is being used for your business. So you have to measure the size of your home office as a percentage of total square footage of your residence. And so if your office is 75 square feet and the total of your home is 1,000 square feet, then it is 7.5%. That would be your business percentage. A simpler calculation would be to divide the number of rooms in your house that you use for business by the number of rooms in the house. However, this calculation is only accurate if all the rooms in your house are of similar size. Special rules also apply for certain professions, such as those who use their home as daycare. And there are some people that do that. Now, the second method for claiming deduction uses a determined rate, which is then multiplied by the amount of square footage that is being used for the business within the home. The prescribed rate can change from year to year, and in 2021, it is set at $5 per square foot with a 300 square foot maximum. So basically, if you had 200 square feet, you're talking about $1,000. Because you just multiply the square footage by the $5 per square foot. Now, with the second, which is the simplified method, it may be easier to calculate and claim the deduction. And it may not offer entrepreneurs all the deductions they qualify for, but it's the easier way to go about it. Because, like, some rental properties, you don't get the actual square footage, depending on the type of rental property it is, for your unit. And whether, depending on how accessible and how forthcoming your landlord is, you know, you may not be able to get that information. So it may be a little bit time consuming or taxing on you to get information like that. So, you know, you may want to go the simplified version to start with. Not all expenses will qualify for the maximum $10,000 deduction, and eligibility and qualifications may change from year to year because these tax laws change from year to year. And it's important to stay up to date on current qualifications and rules for a home office deduction. Was there one more thing that I wanted to share with you on this, or was that it? I think that was it. So, yes, there is one thing. There is one more thing. Let me see if I can find it here for you real quick, because there are some people have some concerns. Typically, have some concerns when it comes to your home businesses, and some people have multiple businesses as home businesses, and there could be an issue in calculating those too. So you can look that up. Let me see where it is. Small business. I found an article earlier. Smallbusinesses.cron.com. That's CHRON.com. They had some information how to handle home office deductions for two separate businesses. You know, some people have that. So you have two separate businesses and you may be using two separate spaces, or you may be using the same space for both. You know, you can look into how the deductions work for that also. Real quick, if you have separate businesses, business activities, and they both meet the qualifications for home office deductions, you must file a separate form 8829 for each activity. If you use a separate office space for each activity, simply figure out the percentage of your home that each space takes up and use those figures when calculating your deductions on the form. If you use the same space, you can split the deduction between the two entities. That's it in a nutshell. But Do look up the information before you do your taxes filing as an individual, running a small business or being self-employed or running a home business, because there are things out there that are beneficial to the self-employed, but you don't want to be going overboard with it. You don't want to be going too far and sending up these red flags, because then you could be audited. And I don't know, for some reason everybody's afraid of an IRS audit because most people don't have all their records together. And so if you don't have all your records together, go to the simplified version. Take that route until you can put a system in place where you can have everything ready just in case you get audited. Now, that may require you taking up some more space as office space in your home. Okay. Deduct it from your home expenses. And so, you know, you get to write off some of that expense. Yeah? But you still have to pay the expense. So deal with it as you go through the year. And when you get to the end of the year and you're filing your taxes, then boom, bang, bing, everything looks good. If you can do your taxes on a quarterly basis, that kind of reduces some of the stress for the end of the year. So you can look into that also. You know, take advantage of some of these little tips and tricks. You can search for some tips and tricks on personal taxes or self-employed taxes. Search for it online. You know, there's a lot of information out there. Talk to your accountant and see how they can advise you to move forward. Again, if it's information that you have to pay for, it's an expense that you can write off as a business expense because it's professional services for your business. See? I'm glad you're picking up on these things. We're going to jump off into musical therapy, courtesy of McNeil Trucking. And we're kicking it off with the sound of Jamil.
One love. Separate yourself from grudge.
Reminding us that money is not all. This is the sound of Clive. This is how we close out the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew for this community and finance night. Thank you to my segment sponsor, McNeil Trucking. McNeil Trucking, your goods are in good hands. Get him a call, 954-406-9740. I want to say thank you to my affiliates, One Harmony Radio, NIE Radio, the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, Island Worldwide, PEMGTV.com, Hollywop Radio, Dusik Media Group, WGLRO, Los Antino FM. Much love to you.
I really wanna take you home. It's so easy.
The Motivator, much love and thank you for the continued support, my brother.
We are meant to be.
As we part company for the night, I do want to remind you to look out for members of your community. Do remember, your community is not just the development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. So those that you pass on the bus, on the plane, the boat or the train, whether you walk, ride or drive, these are members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. Over the weekend, I met a neighbor. Someone from Pennsylvania. This woman was about 85 years old. She did say she was in her 80s. We had a dance together. I was playing at Tropical Grill up in Deerfield Beach. Sunday afternoon gig that I have on the beach. If you're in South Florida, join me there for Tropical Vibes. It's a G-Mac Music Solutions event. association with rhythms of the heart. But as we part company tonight, like I said, take care of yourself. Yeah? Be good. If you can't be good at it. Take care until we meet again. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, wherever you are in the world, from right here in South Florida. I bid you all a good night. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk, from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the Stew Pot, where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.